Welcome to This Is His Story podcast. Ministries and God's stories you need to know.
Welcome to Online Giving Pages for Christian Organizations. Well, let me start with setting the table for this discussion today. You know, if you listen to me or know me, I literally don't like talking about tactics or the letter of the law. I like talking about the spirit of the law. I want people to understand why they're doing what they're doing and not just give you a magic bullet, because there's no such thing as a magic bullet, especially when it comes to online fundraising for ministry work and kingdom work. One of the analogies I give frequently is this, that imagine you are the coach of a, you know, your kid's football team, and somebody gave you Tom Brady's Super Bowl winning playbook. Why would you run that? Your players aren't the players he had, and they were running special plays based on the situation they had at hand, and you just can't run someone else's playbook. What most small to mid-sized organizations and churches need is an offensive coordinator, someone who looks at their talent and looks at their needs and then gives them a special playbook. And so I feel like what's happening right now with all the different podcasts and social media and blogs, that a lot of organizations can go out and sort of get, quote unquote, the best plays. They put it on top of their organization. It doesn't do well and they're confused, right? Well, we're doing all the right things, but you're not. You're literally borrowing somebody else's playbook. So what you need is an offensive coordinator. So with that said, I am going to get a little bit more detail today on a couple of things that I see in almost all the donation pages that I look at. I'm making this number up, but it's got to be true. 95% of all the donation pages I see need work. I almost can critique, maybe 98%, but almost all donation pages need some work. And over 60 or 70% of them need major work. I tell people quite frequently, little things that we do, you know, I'm a digital strategist for faith-based organizations. I work with churches and Christian nonprofits, and I help them tell their story and get new names and donations. Well, that's primarily what I do. But if you could do something in an email that gets a 5% better response rate, if you could do something on your website or your navigation that gets a 10% lift, you can do something on your donation page that gets a 12% lift. Like, all those little lifts make a giant difference over the course of years of the people that are giving to you or potentially funding your ministry. And sometimes you do something like, well, that's not that big of a deal. Well, no, it may not be, but cumulative, it certainly is. I think most organizations would be shocked if they actually took the time to look at the abandonment rates on their online giving pages. It's very, very high. If you knew them, it would really make you think twice, because a lot of churches are notorious for this. Churches just put a online, you know, give button on the top right of their website, and they think, oh, well, you know, I wonder why people aren't giving. We have people in our pews that don't give. It's like, well, of course they don't. Like, there's this idea that, like, you just put a give button, people will jump over whatever hurdle, whatever logic problems that they have, whatever technical troubles that they have, those get over because they just want to give. But that's not true. The abandonment rates on online giving pages are very, very high, especially for pages that aren't well put together. And as you do a better job putting the right elements and putting them in the right order on your online donation page, you will see that your abandonment rates start to drop. And that's how you know you're going in a good direction, but you got to be measuring them first. But that's another story for another day. So, you know, my class, I have an online masterclass for nonprofits and one for churches. And I do have sections on donation pages. So if you want a deeper dive, I suggest you go to my website and look at those masterclasses. They're cheap, money back guarantee. I mean, I don't know how anybody could go wrong with that. But let's talk about three major things for online giving pages for Christian organizations and churches. One, this sounds so evident, I can't believe I'm saying it in 2022. Still a problem. people don't test for mobile. Over half of your traffic is using mobile. We build the web pages on our computers, and we think that's how people are going to consume them. But so much giving is done through mobile, and the pages just aren't built for mobile. You think they are, or you were told that they were, but they're not. I mean, it's amazing. As a matter of fact, you want to go get really crazy, go look at your abandonment rates and look at them for mobile versus desktop and see what you see. So mobile-friendly case for supports, mobile-friendly videos, mobile-friendly wording, just the whole thing. We'll talk a little bit about testing for that in a second. Two, there are multiple ways to show your value proposition. If you don't know what that is, look it up. But it is why people give to you for whatever you're asking them to give for. Once again, people use this phrase all the time, the donor's the hero, but it's true. You're there giving to make something happen. They're not just giving because you ask. They want to feel good that their money is going to be used in a valuable, kingdom-minded way, and did you do a good job doing that? So there are various ways to show your value proposition on your website and on your online giving page. It's another problem is that people sometimes put their value proposition on another page and they get to their giving page and they don't reinforce the value proposition, and you'll see a high abandonment rate. So there's various ways to show your proposition or your case for support. And what I find funny too is organizations that have one giving page. You may have a campaign going, or you may have various value propositions and various case for support, and you're running everybody through the same funnel and wondering why you're not converting well. Well, once again, your campaign may be different than your overall mission in general, or very specific, and you don't build out specific pages, and it's a major mistake. It is funny how on the back end, like sometimes you say, okay, no, we made a special page for this campaign, but then it still falls into the same funnel or the receipt page and the messaging is still off. So that leads to the third issue for today. Test, test, test. Building a donation page is not a set it and forget it. Look at your receipts. Look at the welcome flow. It may be a giant miss in the communication messaging you're giving. And like I tell people all the time, if somebody gives you a dollar to dig a well in Africa for this village, your next communication with me better show me a kid drinking clean water. Are you buying a shovel or digging a hole? Like, tell part of the story. And what happens, sometimes you ask people to give, and then your receipt says a different vibe. Your welcome flow has a different vibe. And then people are like, huh, I wonder if they even know where that my money was meant for this thing that I was trying to be the hero on. So test, 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 test. Make sure that each individual giving story, value proposition, rolls itself all the way back into the emails and the follow-up and any phone calls, any letterings, to make sure that the donor feels like, wow, my dollar is doing a lot, and I know my next dollar is going to do a lot as well. It's so funny as well. Well, I've noticed I'm using that word a lot today because there are things that are sort of frustrating in this industry, and one of them is church software is the absolute worst. And so a lot of churches don't have sophisticated online giving pages because they've trusted what they've been told of, like, well, this works with our membership software really well. And, you know, it's a really clean look for people to give, but it is not made for value propositions. It is not made to be versatile and create multiple cases for support, value propositions for giving. Churches are horrible at that. Once again, take my class. You will learn a lot and how to fix that. But anyway, so today, online giving pages for Christian organizations, test for mobile and test it. Like, go do it yourself, make your tweaks, go look for your abandonment rates if you possibly can find them, and watch them change as you do a better job. of displaying your value proposition and making sure that people who give are able to constantly get a flow of the communication of whatever it is that they gave to and know that their money did good for kingdom work. Okay, blessings. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow on TikTok or Instagram for daily stories Christians need to know. Wanting to increase the reach of your ministry or your church's ability to make disciples? Come to my website for free resources and webinars built exclusively for Christian nonprofits and churches. CreativeDigitalGuide.com helps executive directors and pastors learn how to gain ministry partners to do God-sized missions.